What up, though?
Woo, woo.
Man, episode 50F1. 50F1.
Yo.
If you are listening, this is only because you're on Instagram Live right now. Rolling blackouts. Rolling blackouts have hit the block.
Rolling.
And we have been blackout. Out of commission for over 30 minutes.
Rolling. Blackout. I feel like it's the 90s.
Man,
I feel like it's the 90s.
Who didn't pay the bill?
It's wild.
I know Keith pays his bills. That's a strong black man right there.
But the thing about it, like, the whole block was out.
So you cannot blame one person, but then, you know, we call Keith, it's like, hey, tell the landlord to pay the bill, like, right now, pronto.
The whole block is out.
Whole block.
So, I mean, hey, but we here, though.
Episode 50F1, baby.
We made it. We going to make it do what it do.
Yep. You know, so, by the time y'all actually hear this on all the actual other platforms, guess what? It ain't Friday.
It's all good.
It ain't Friday.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I ain't tripping. Good to see you, though, brother.
Good to see you, too, my G.
Man.
Good to see you, man. I mean,
we had special guests lined up, and then blackout happened.
We did.
That is the name of this episode, Blackout.
We did. But it's cool. It's cool. We're going to make it do what it do regardless.
Yes.
We still happy to be here. You know,
That's right.
Still got some things to chop it down about.
Yep.
You know, regardless. So,
you're an Ohio State fan. How you feel about that L?
Man. So, it's crazy because as soon as I walked in the house, my uncle was like, hey. Roll Tide. I was like, that's respectable. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But honestly, the game just kind of got away from them. They went into it. They were going toe-to-toe, you know, for the first quarter.
Until that field goal.
Yeah. And I knew it. That was a change in events.
Yep.
Once they didn't score a touchdown.
Yep. It was over.
It was because you got to keep scoring. Like, yeah. You got to keep scoring. So, it was, you know, it was something else. It was something else.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Alabama, the way you beat them is you have to beat them in the shootout. Or unless their, like, offense breaks down or their defense just says, we don't feel like playing today.
Facts.
So.
You got to.
Hey, you know, Nick Saban is a. 7-time champ overall, 6-time champ with that one school.
I mean, he just gets it done, dog. Like, you can't even.
Yeah.
It's just unreal.
Yeah.
Because the way he's been getting it done, and as long as he has, you can't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't question his greatness, to be honest. I mean,
7-time champ.
Exactly.
Between two schools, and he got his first one with his current school's rival.
LSU, baby.
Well, one of the rivals.
LSU. So it's like,
I wonder for Alabama fans, like, which one they hate more. Do they hate LSU more or do they hate Auburn more?
Probably LSU. I mean, Auburn ain't really been...
But
like that,
but
for
that's
a while.
But that's their in-state rival, and they care so much about it.
Do they?
I think they do.
I don't feel like they too.
I feel
much
like
worried
they're.
About
I
Auburn.
Feel like Alabama fans' souls get more crushed if Auburn beats them last game of the season.
The fans, perhaps, yeah. I mean, because you still get that. You got that dreadful kick return. You know that kind of lingers.
But the thing about LSU. If LSU's really having a good year, there's a good chance they can see them again in the current college playoff format.
Yeah.
There's a good chance they can see them again for when it counts.
But I don't think, honestly, bro, I don't think Alabama too worried about Auburn.
Alabama ain't worried about nobody.
I don't think Alabama.
They worried about Clemson.
But if it were somebody,
January.
If it were going to be somebody just period, it's going to be a Clemson, you know, because, you know, Clemson's had their number a couple times. I hated to see how LSU kind of fell from grace this past season.
Yeah, but the whole team caught COVID. The whole team.
No, the whole team got drafted. The whole team went to the
league. Well, last year, yeah.
Yeah, the whole team. I'm not talking about them this season. I'm just saying I hate to see them fall off this season. Like, their whole team was either drafted or went undrafted. You know what I'm saying? In terms of, like, signing as an undrafted free agent. You know, next year is going to be an interesting college season because of the COVID. They blessed them with that extra year of eligibility. So for those incoming guys, it could be a little tricky because now you might have a super senior in front of you. You know, depending on, you know, how those guys play, they're going to stay.
Call it a redshirt year. They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
I mean,
they'll be fine.
But for a guy that has the ability and the skill set to play as a freshman, I might reconsider where I go depending on what senior stay
at my position. But to your point, on the flip side, if you are that good as a freshman, there's no way they're going to hide you.
Yeah.
They're not going to hide you. Unless
In theory,
they're not going to hide you. Especially if they don't have to hide you.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, we ride in the same way.
Okay.
Because in the event that you have to be used because your skill set is just that great. You know what I'm saying? And that senior.
But I feel like a super senior though would be the one to leave and not the freshman.
Well, I'm not even saying the freshman leave. I'm saying before I commit. Considering what the situation is.
All right, sure.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I mean, you got circumstances of a senior that might have been playing behind another senior.
Yeah.
And say that senior he was behind had a year, he get on.
Yep.
And so now he stayed, like, let me get my work too. So that freshman, that sophomore, you got to chill out another year.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it could be tricky. It could be tricky.
It can't. But sticking on the path of Ohio State versus Alabama, on Ohio State side, your former coach just became an NFL head coach yesterday.
Yeah.
What you think about that?
Shout out to Urban Meyer, man. He been getting these checks for years. He always go on hiatus and come back, you know, with some booming ass situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I can't even stun him. Like, that's a win. Mm-hmm. But I think Jacksonville and I was just talking about this with my boy. Urban Meyer is a different type of coach. And I think it goes beyond X's and O's because he knows how to manage people.
Yeah.
And he understands how to create a positive atmosphere. And notice I didn't say winning. I said positive atmosphere.
I would say he has a winning atmosphere and not necessarily a positive one.
So now to continue with what I'm saying in regards to a positive a positive atmosphere is because he's not going to allow a team to implode because of a lack of production.
Yeah.
He's going to make sure that those guys on the field are put in the best situation to be successful. Their skill set is going to be used properly as opposed to, you know, a situation where they're not. And then it's looking like, oh, this coach is trash or this athlete is trash. Because, like he said, if you're in the NFL, you have some value.
You do.
Whether you're a coach or a player. Mm-hmm. You're at the highest rank of that sport. So you have some value.
Yeah.
And so he broke it down to say when organizations aren't doing well or when teams aren't doing well, it's one of what, four or five things. The lack of trust between the player and the coach, meaning the player doesn't trust the coach or the coach doesn't trust the player. The player isn't being coached up enough to where he's developed a skill set to have success.
Sure.
Or his skill set isn't being properly used. For example, a pocket quarterback playing in a scrambling quarterback scheme.
Sure.
And then the other one is what did he say? The player, basically the player just isn't developed enough. He's not at that point to where,
yeah,
boom, he could get out there and do his thing, you know? So I think Urban Meyer is going to be solid for the Jaguars.
Now, as a L.A. native Trojan fan that you are,
yeah,
how do you feel about the fact that USC fumbled his bag?
Honestly, bro, I could care less, man.
Really,
it just wasn't meant to be.
That's a very positive neutral approach.
Because I told y'all from the jump he wasn't coming to SC. Everybody was saying he was coming to SC.
I think SC had him until on some part on their end they messed it up, because I think the way Urban Meyer works, which if we go back to him being at Florida, going in Ohio State, he wasn't rumored to be the coach until like 3 days before he became the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was, he denied everything. Ohio State denied everything. And then it kind of went quiet. And then the week of, boom.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Ohio State trying to get Urban. 3 days later, Ohio State got Urban.
Yeah.
When the rumors started floating around L.A., everybody was on the Urban to USC track game one.
Yeah.
And then when he did the USC game for Fox, the whole stadium was like, we want Urban.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't go quiet, and I think that's just, like, how he likes to operate for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think USC fumbled that bag, in my opinion.
I feel you. Perhaps now, they did.
I can't say it's factual, but based just on historical reference, it's how he get down. And I think USC should have him as a head coach. But, hey, he in the NFL now, so.
He getting his check regardless. And he's doing what he loved to do at the highest level.
Hey, we'll see how long he's the Jags coach.
Now, do you think he's going to take Trevor over what's his name?
Justin Fields. Yes. I don't trust Ohio State quarterbacks coming to the NFL.
Why?
So look at the last 10 years of Ohio State quarterbacks going to the NFL. Look, just within the last 10. Let's look at them all.
But how different is Justin Fields from them? Justin Fields definitely better than all of them.
Justin Fields also had a really great game against Clemson and then didn't do squat against Bama.
Two totally different teams, though. You can't even compare the programs. Two totally different teams.
For whatever reason,
Clemson's defense isn't comparable to Bama's defense. Although Bama didn't even have the amount of studs that they usually have.
And the job still wasn't done. Now, but again, just if we look last 10 years, and that includes Urban's time as a head coach.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, them guys haven't translated to the NFL. They just haven't. I can't explain why.
It's because
I just don't think
what I said earlier, he's gonna play his quarterback in a system that best suits his skill set. So just because it suits his skill set, it's good for him in college, but it might not necessarily translate to the NFL.
Overall, I still think he take Trevor.
Oh, I'm, you know.
You with me on it?
I feel like that's more than likely going to happen.
Unless something dramatically happens where, like, they say, you know what, we're going to take, like, a DN.
To be honest, if the Jags do anything other than quarterback, I think it has to happen either on a D-line or in the secondary.
Or you start building your O-line now.
Or O-line. I doubt they draft O-line, though. But who knows, honestly? Who knows? You know, I don't even...
I forgot how many picks they have this year, but, like, they have an absurd amount to, like, essentially draft, not the equivalent of a starting lineup, but, like, guys who you can plug and play immediately.
Yeah.
Just between the first four rounds.
Yeah.
But It's also the Jags.
Jags. But let's not forget, what was that? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they was a game away from the Super Bowl.
They were, and that was just bad coaching.
And who was their quarterback? Blake Bortles?
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow.
For what it's worth.
He'll never be a starter again.
For what it's worth, historically speaking, you don't need a fantastic quarterback to get to the Super Bowl. You don't. At least to get there, you don't.
But you got to have pieces. You got to have pieces.
You better surround his ass with guys that can get the job done.
Yeah, he got to have some dudes.
A hundo.
He got to have some dudes. Because otherwise,
even when the Rams went to the Super Bowl, like, Goff was the starting quarterback, but he had...
Goff pissed down his leg, bro.
I know.
Goff pissed down his leg.
Also, look at Jared Goff now.
Hey, hopefully you get a win this weekend.
He's
not.
He was benched in the first playoff game. Yeah, he had a broken thumb.
He wasn't benched. Let's not use that term, benched. He was not benched. He was not slated to start due to the pinky or whatever finger he jacked up.
It was his thumb.
His thumb. He wasn't benched, though. Come on now. L.A. slander.
It is not slander. That man got benched,
bro,
and they blamed it on his thumb.
He did not get benched, bro.
Hold on. Wait. Get your ass on this mic. We got Keith in the building.
Yeah.
What up?
Mr. Good News.
Here's a mic.
Yeah, I appreciate
it.
I know y'all appreciate these, too.
Yeah, we do.
Yo, they're actually hilarious.
Safety first.
Like, you know, my microphone jumped in the shower.
Yeah.
With the fresh weave on.
That's what you want, though. That's what you want.
Oh, everything.
It's all good. Yeah.
My dog made a nice incognito, you know, slide in.
By the way, how fast did you drive down the 405?
You know, it's funny. I live almost in Santa Monica.
Wait, what?
What?
But it's crazy.
When'd you move?
I moved maybe like... like the end of last year, maybe like November or something like that. Like before,
So you west LA now?
Yeah, I'm west LA. Bro, listen.
Look who don't pull the Jeffersons on our asses.
Listen, man.
You don't move to the west side. Hey. If you go to the east of LA, listen, I ain't saying you the Jeffersons.
All that's EDD, man. I give all them the credit, man. You know?
Blessings. Blessings.
All the credit to EDD.
Blessings.
I'm going to keep it real.
Blessings.
You know,
hey. There you go.
Well, on IG, I promoted that we was going to have a special guest. We had to reschedule him for next week, but we still do have a special guest.
We do, man.
The guy that runs the show.
We do, man.
Yeah, but anytime it's an issue, I'm always like, I'm on the way. Like, I don't care what
time
it is.
You know what? I'm there.
Yeah, if we can't solve it, I got to be there. So, and I take pride in it, though. It don't bother me.
That's respect. Like,
for
that's
sure.
Respect.
Yeah, it don't bother me. I've already decided. I know that this is what, you know
this
what I'm
saying?
This
what
came
with it.
Yeah, this what came
with it. You want a beverage?
No. You see how I reach for it?
He was like,
I'm not gonna do it. I still gotta go back to the kids.
Well, take it home. They about to go to bed soon.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Since you're gonna force me, okay, then that's what it is.
All I said was take it home.
I'm gonna take it home.
Share with the lady.
Yeah, I'm gonna share with the lady.
Yeah, there you go.
So shout out to the lady too. When I tried to leave, you know, she gave me that face like. Okay. Well,
hey, shout out to her.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
Danielle, it's Mark.
Yeah.
And you know I don't bother you for anything. I don't. She know I don't.
No, you don't. No,
so,
you don't.
Because I asked on this one random ass emergency.
No, absolutely.
Because rolling blackouts through the block, literally.
That felt like the '90s, bro.
That's what it was.
It felt like
I've never been. I've never experienced a blackout here, at least. So I didn't know what it was like. I can only imagine.
That shit reminded me of being a kid.
The craziest blackout I experienced. Do y'all remember? Like it was post 9/11, and like the Eastern Seaboard went out.
I couldn't even. Nope.
All right, it didn't hit LA. Like from Michigan all the way to New York, and then like down some. Oh yeah, like
it was cracking.
Mm-hmm. Like
did they loot?
No, we didn't. Everybody just kind of like freaked out. And it was in the middle of the summer.
How you going to look? You can't see. You can't even see what you're getting.
Shit. You slide in there with a flashlight.
Yeah,
like,
it's
lit.
Yeah. Nah, that's just, you know, stuff happens. But shout out to the owner, man. He hit me and was like, yo, I come through with a generator if y'all need it. And I told him, I was like, he a real one, man. That's why I mess with him big time. So
that's love.
He's like, yeah, if you need me to, I come through the generator. I was like, well, shoot, that's why I called y'all. Like, what y'all want to do?
You know? Like, but, screw it, we're just gonna go and then we'll figure it out.
But here I'm glad we're here though.
Yeah. Everything happened for a reason.
Well, now we'll just post this as soon as we get done.
Right. You know what I'm saying? People have it, you know what I'm saying?
We active.
Yeah. You know, right now they listen to the last show, but you know, right after this, you know. They'll be up today. So
straight exactly. Like that.
Exactly.
Everything works out. Know,
the morning after with Nick Hamilton that comes on tomorrow will be up and running.
No. Nick is not with us anymore on Saturdays. His schedule conflicted. So
For that plug.
No, it's all good. No, definitely plug Nick, man. Nick is the guy. You know, Nightfall Media, and he has a bunch of other shows.
All right, cool.
So you know, that's always love. You know what it is. So,
Yeah. 100.
Yeah.
How you been though?
Man, I've been fantastic, man. Just we've been working so hard to try to get to this next level, break this next threshold. For the network, you know, especially the app business is a whole nother game,
man. Next level.
Tech in general. I got something to talk to you about too.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, are we talking about on air? Are we talking
no.
about okay. All right. We're trying to make sure.
It is actually Mike Hill would actually need to be here too. Because it was something he would be beneficial with.
It's a professional conversation.
I'm thinking about that baby underwear or something. You know, I'm like, okay, well, I'll just.
No!
I'm just saying.
Oh, you're going to reveal it here. Okay, I mean, cool.
Oh, when somebody hits you with something like that, it's like, ooh, okay. It's like,
No.
You know?
No.
Okay, set him up. Business. All right.
Set him up real quick.
Yeah, I understand.
Straight up business.
Okay, I get it. Cool. I get it.
That works. Yeah, well, you know, I'm open anytime, man. I mean, I love ideas and talking. What we can do, but this has been working really hard, man, trying to get to this next threshold. The app business is something that I mean, apps. I'm not a coder,
so
I'm learning a lot as I go, and I find my I turn into a nerd. It's like,
you know, like for you real. Researching, like you studying,
learning, coding, downloading. You know, really talking to a bunch of developers. And, you know, we're going into, like, you know, the next phase of what we're trying to do as a network. Yeah. And we'll talk about that at the next meeting. But we realize, like, what we have on our hands, especially with seeing the app, it reveals so much more to us.
Download the app.
Please download it.
The Good News Radio app.
Yeah, listen, they should have it. But, you know.
The app is free.
It's free.
Y'all should have it.
And everybody has updated their phones like Apple has forced us to. You got at bare minimum 64 gigabytes.
Right. Right.
No bull.
Right, yeah.
You and all your pictures are on the cloud anyway, so don't use that excuse that I ain't got no room.
76% of y'all have an iPhone. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah. No, that's a fact.
Let's be honest.
Have y'all been seeing the ads on the app? The ads we've been
talking
about?
Yeah,
yeah. So we've been working on that, man, heavily.
Trying to bring in money.
Man, we need it. You know what I'm saying?
And just the fact that As a network, there was the vision to innovate during the pandemic as opposed to focus on something else, basically. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, the pandemic offered a lot of time that we might not have necessarily had.
Yeah.
So just having the those thoughts in mind to, you know, progress the network, progress the brand, progress the vision. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, and honestly, you know, that's how I look at it, because when we had our live audience series with the podcast page, and that got shut down.
Yeah.
So it took the focus, and shout out to the people who donated, because that allowed us to get that first initial payment to even get the app.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Like develop. Yeah. You know, from the beginning. So, you know, shout out to the people who support the Good News, because without them, we wouldn't have the new app, and we knew it was time
for
the
platform would not be here, man.
Woo. So, yeah, man, people have been showing love and support, man. And then, of course, y'all, you know, y'all show up consistently every week and do y'all thing, man. So
it allows us to
really stand by our word and continue to give good content to our people who support us. So, I'm happy. And every time I look at it, I'm like, I can't believe that we're doing this. Like,
and then you be making the mini commercials on IG.
I'm trying, man.
He be getting his acting on.
Flair in there. I get it.
He be getting his acting on.
I rock with it. Like, I rock with it heavily.
It don't hurt me, and it's fun to do, and it's easy. And I realize, like, you know, like the things that appear effortless usually have the best result.
Yes.
You know, people, social media especially, people want it to look effortless.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, if you work hard. If you work too hard on it, like you put something together.
You got extra. You got extra with it. You know what I'm saying?
So, I don't know.
You know, for the sake of it, you are a Monday and Wednesday morning motivational speaker. Talk about your show.
Yeah, so Top of the Morning, live every Monday and Wednesday on the talk side. Every morning, I call it, you know, motivational therapy. You know, it's my therapy, really. It's me talking to myself, but I allow everybody to just experience my process.
You know,
for me, motivating myself, man, because you got to be self-motivated for most things. I always say inspiration gets you started, but motivation keeps you going.
Facts.
So, Shizzle.
You know, and finding ways to stay motivated is always, you know, the hard thing, and it always starts with self-talk. So, you know, that's just my process, and I find it's therapeutic for me. I get in there, and I go blank for 30 minutes, and when I listen back, I'm like, damn, that's what I said? Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how I feel. So, it's really been super therapeutic for me, man, and other people have appreciated it, and it's been growing, and the listenership is very loyal. Like my people who listen, they listen every single Monday and Wednesday. So shout out to them, man. And I mean, we just been growing and keep grinding and only trying to get better.
Yeah, top of the morning. Top of the morning.
Monday and Wednesday mornings. What time?
8:30.
8:30. West Coast time.
Listen on your way to work.
Everybody out east. You know, it's 11:30, so it's still morning.
Right, yeah.
Get up and listen.
You know I got to talk to them. We like.
I understand.
Like, what time? Like, say it in Eastern Standard Time. Add 3 hours, fool.
Hey, and you know what? On the app, it actually, if you go to the time, it'll tell you the local time in your area.
Oh, yeah. Y'all see
that's
that?
That's a benefit.
So get the app. Yeah. Download the app.
The app will do the work for you.
It will.
Yes.
And that was a big thing that we needed. We like, okay, if you live in, you know, we got shows in Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. It's like,
facts.
We need their time to make sense to them. So if you download the app, you'll see you hit local time, it'll change based on the area you're in.
And you guys will be surprised at what benefiting from having that app early is going to mean for you later down the line.
Yep. And that purchase is on the way.
It's support black-owned businesses.
Let's be honest.
Figure it out. You know? So this app dropped in October. It feels like forever,
bro.
But it was October 10th.
Like it's been a minute.
This particular app dropped. So even though it's been a short period of time, it feels like a long time. So I guess that's a good situation.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
So I'm happy and proud.
Good shit. Also, back on the sports side, we was gonna talk about them.
I know you're talking about Cam Newton.
No.
Okay.
Wait. Are you a Patriot fan?
He's a Cam fan.
You're a Cam fan.
So this season, I was a Patriots fan. Yes.
Okay. So in terms of how he was used, what is your take on that? Because me personally, I saw it as they saw more in him from his athleticism than actually him as a quarterback.
That's fair. That's fair. But I mean, let's be realistic.
Yeah.
You know, his throwing ability hasn't really been there.
Yeah.
So you go with what you know, which is he's a running quarterback. You use that to your advantage. And then you got to look at, they had 7 offensive players that did not play.
Yeah.
This season. So you don't really have all your weapons. You don't even have half your offensive line is not there. It's a whole lot of things that I think Belichick was just doing. Doing best with what he had.
Let's do what we can.
But next year, I'll probably have to be a Redskins fan if I want to continue to be a Cam fan.
Do you think he's going to end up being
called the Redskins? That's racist.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. The Washington football team.
There you go.
No disrespect to none of our natives.
I didn't mean that. I just, you know, just by habit.
Shout out to Turquoise.
So do you believe that he will be a starter before it's all said and done with?
Next season?
Yeah.
Because there's teams who want to appear competitive.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily setting up to win a championship next year. They may have to develop. They may have to draft a quarterback in the second round, late first round. That probably needs some development. It ain't gonna be like the Burrows, or it's not gonna be Trevor Lawrence. It's not gonna be Justin Fields.
None of them guys. One of a lower tier guy.
Yeah. What's the guy from Iowa State? I always forget his name.
The new one. The one coming up?
No, the one that's there now. Iowa State quarterback.
Young kid.
It started with a P, right?
Yeah, but he could use some development, but he's good.
He's good, though.
I think, you know, if I'm watching, I'll go pick him up, give him a year to develop, sit him behind Cam Newton, appear competitive.
Yeah.
And that's it. As long as you win 50% of your games, you can sell jerseys. Who else is going to sell jerseys there?
That's real. Do you believe, just taking it to LA football, do you believe that UCLA's quarterback will get drafted after coming out early?
DRT?
Yeah.
You think he'll get drafted early?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, he's leaving school early.
Will he get
drafted?
No, yeah, he will. Because he's already on the radar. When you're on the radar.
Late round.
Yeah. When you're on the radar, you already know.
Yeah.
He'll be a day two guy.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Day three. Day three.
Day three.
So rounds 4 through 7.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But
since you are a Cam fan, since I got you here.
Oh, man.
Go ahead and listen to this.
Well, basically, last night, the Dolphins had no chance.
Let me put my head. Go ahead. Last, put, last night, courtesy of the former Bomani Jones.
Why the Dolphins show. Had no choice.
Of ESPN.
But we just wanted to come out and oppose our will.
They wanted to come out and oppose their will.
Whoa.
Oppose.
We just wanted to come out and oppose our will.
They wanted to oppose their will. Absolutely.
Is that Rob? Mm-hmm.
No.
That's not like, that's the other
song. No, I'm not. Because then after the game, no. They also talked about Cam's mindset, okay. Especially with the music in the locker room.
My music selection is pretty aggressive with the softness. Just tone it down.
Aggressive with the softness. So we can
clear our minds. You listen to it.
And, you know, put like a little heavily voice in our hearts and minds.
Aggressive with the softness. I didn't realize that was something that you could do at the same time. But apparently, according to Cam, you can do that.
Who knew?
But yeah, definitely it was a beat him down. Was it 45-21 route last night? Cool, and yeah. I'd imagine that the Dolphins didn't know that the Panthers wanted to run it. So they definitely...
We're not going to let the cat out the hat.
They didn't let the cat out the hat. They weren't going to let them know exactly what was coming. That they were going to play some hard like football this. And not some other sport.
He we're said
not playing ballet. They are not still playing ballet. You mentioned not having Kelvin Benjamin, so they had to rely on other guys to run the ball with Jonathan Stewart. And definitely...
Yeah, we just lost a great player. But nevertheless, you know... The Titanic still has to go.
It still has to go, no matter what. No matter what the iceberg is sitting in front of it, the Titanic has to go. Now, you got all these guys analogy. Running the ball now.
I don't know what he's talking about. So he's just saying stuff.
Yeah, it's one thing. You, make sure
you know, people tend to want to sound
and if
intelligent.
If you run it, you got to slide. If not, now,
you know, that's one of them.
It could have been contorted in a way.
It could have been contorted in a way. Absolutely. And I was happy to see that the Panthers did not hold up in the second half, and they kept it going.
We still got to keep, you know, moving the pendulum forward.
You got to keep moving the pendulum forward. You got to go. You cannot stop. And I'd imagine that the Panthers are feeling good about themselves after that game.
This hiatus that we're on right now, you know, no one in that locker room wants to come down from.
No one in that locker room wants to come down from this hiatus this that dope. This team is on right now. I'm sure they are feeling great are about doing? Themselves.
That's a funny one.
Their morals are definitely hiatus, high that's in this game.
And they don't
their
want to come down from it.
You know, you dropped a pinnacle last night.
He did drop a pinnacle last
but
night.
But he used it kind of properly.
He did, and that's why I didn't use it, because I know if he goes back and look at it.
Hindsight's always 50-50.
Hindsight's always 50-50. Keep doing things over and over at times.
But 50-50, right.
Can get old.
Absolutely, the monotonous of life can get old.
He's
that can
wild.
Be a very
why you do
Cam
like that?
I didn't. Or unpositive, and that is a fact. So much so that you could.
You could probably, you know, ink it in gold.
You can ink it in gold, but... If you're Cam Newton, man, these are just some of the things you just got to deal with.
You know, you put a person up on a pinnacle, and you just analyze them from so many different
that was
kind of
right.
It's kind of
no,
unfair.
No, it's a pedestal, fool.
I know, but I'm saying it's still, yeah, context, it still works.
Man!
You put somebody on a pinnacle.
That's what's kind of contextually.
Yeah.
At the top.
Yeah.
You know what he mean. You know what he's saying, man. Yeah. You know what he's saying.
He said pinnacle!
Yeah.
Awesome! I did not put that together. I've played this shit on my show
he tried
more than once. Courtesy of the right time of Monty Jones on ESPN. This actually came out a couple years ago, but you know,
I guarantee.
Anytime there's a Cam Newton fan, I'm just like, listen to your boy.
Yeah, no, listen. I guarantee. I'll take what comes with him.
I guarantee if Cam cuts his hair, he'll play better.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, how old is Cam? 30? What? 34 or something like that?
I don't think he that old. 30, maybe
33.
Maybe 30. Like at max 33.
So is this
Max.
This was going to happen next year.
Yeah.
Okay, this okay. Is it going to be the Washington football team or the Bears?
Okay.
He's going to sign a 2-year contract for $9 to $10 million. And what's going to happen is he's going to play the first year, appear competitive. They're going to draft a quarterback, but they're going to give him a second-year option, player option.
He got to compete.
They're going to give him a player option second year. He probably.
I would say they probably do a team option, not a player. Players will pick that up.
It depends, but it –
Nah,
because
he
wants
to start.
He got pride.
I was about to say
that. Yeah, he got pride.
And he has a brand that he can't really – he's still a brand itself.
Yeah, regardless of his play this past year, he's still – I mean, in terms like to the public, he's still Cam Newton.
I mean, think about it. When they show Monday Night Football, it's Cam and whoever else.
It's nobody else.
It's still useful, so that's what I'm saying.
The only other person I've seen them utilize in terms of like branding is Stephon Gilmore.
I mean, and no, I mean, and come on. It's not even comparison.
Yeah. That's it.
To Miami, people know Cam Newton versus
everybody know. Well, everybody know Cam.
That's what exactly. I'm saying. That's why he sells tickets. That's why people want to watch.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's
and
why.
I also hear his post game quotes.
Yeah. And see what he gonna wear.
He's read a lot more though. He's read a lot more. His isms have gotten less and less over the last couple years. You know, he's doing the right thing.
Give him a guy a break, man.
So what
I
y'all
just find it funny?
What are y'all thinking about for this weekend? We got Rams, Packers. We got Saints. Who the Saints playing? The Bucks.
Yeah. Round three.
We got Bills versus the Ravens, and then we got Chiefs, Browns.
But let's do it. Who you got for Rams and the Packers?
Packers. Go Pack, go.
Who you got? Rams and the Packers.
Packers.
Why you say that all sad?
And what's the score?
I like the Rams, but they're in the tundra.
I'm gonna go Packers, and it's gonna be 42-21.
Whoa. Okay. You don't have no respect for Rams defense.
I don't have that much faith in them stopping Devontae.
You don't think Rams gonna?
That's what I'm saying. That's just
Devontae on lock at least half the game.
But you take Devontae away, who gonna guard light skin? Who gonna guard Alan Lazard? Who gonna be able to play Scantling in the slot? And then Aaron Jones.
Adam gonna have six.
So
catches.
Devontae's gonna have six for 100.
Okay, that's
I
fair.
Got six for 100. I have that's more fair. Faith in the Rams defense than I do their offense.
Yes.
So I mean, to your point, 42. You said 42-10.
No, 42-21.
42-21. Okay, my bad. Excuse me.
Because Aaron Rodgers can throw a pick.
Because 100%. 42-21.
Jalen not gonna get a pick though. He's not gonna make that mistake.
If he guarding, if he's guarding Adams, he'll get a pick
because he's gonna
want to throw to him.
That young cat
he'll get a lot of deflections.
Number 31 is gonna have a pick,
but I bet you we'll see a bunch of PIs.
Nah,
okay. I think he
don't really get flagged like that for PIs.
He doesn't, but he actually commits them. He commits way more than like. He gets way. He commits them more than he gets caught for.
I mean,
everybody does though.
That's part of it. That's regular.
Pass interference every time downfield. Like it's a foul every time.
That's the nature
every
of the
time
game.
Somebody shoot the ball. Like it's a foul every time you can call.
But sometimes Jalen be a little bit flagrant with it. But when he doesn't get the call, I'm like, hey, cool.
But see, but now he's known as an aggressive corner.
Yeah, for sure.
So they give him that leeway. This is how they don't call a lot of fouls on Patrick Beverly that he should.
They for sure don't. Pat Beverly be all in
again,
you.
You're right.
But again, I have more faith in the Rams defense than I do the offense.
I do too.
I don't think Goff is going to put the offense in position to put up the points.
To keep up
with Green Bay.
Like I said, I
would agree with that though.
Like I said last week, it's going to come down to Kupp and Woody making plays, like straight like that. It's going to come down. Woody got to be on the jet sweeps. Woody got to be on the direct handoff.
And Cam got to run. And the other Cam got to run the ball.
Cam who?
Akers.
Yeah, but he's nice though.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cam got to
nice,
eat.
Though.
He for sure got to eat.
He went really good.
Who did they play towards the end of the season? He went dumb. He had like 193.
Y'all know exactly what you're talking about. I don't remember who it was on.
It was one of the new guys.
He went crazy.
Yeah.
And it was a game against a pretty solid run defense. And he went stupid.
And I don't know what the weather's going to be like there, but any team that comes from warm weather to go to Green Bay in January, it's a tough place to play.
It's cold. You're going to be in trouble.
Speaking of weather.
It's cold.
That Bills and Ravens game, it might snow. Who y'all got in that one?
Two outdoor teams.
That's hard. Now, that's the hardest game for me to call.
That's the toughest one. But I'm going to go Bills. I'm riding with the Bills all the way to the Super Bowl.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
Bills-Packers.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. So you don't got nothing for the Chiefs then?
Nah. It's a wrap.
Okay. All right.
They're going to beat the Browns, but they're not going to get to the ball.
I think the Bills are winning just because home field. It's Buffalo playing at Buffalo.
That's trouble. Yeah, that's trouble.
And I don't think we've seen Lamar play in the snow.
If
Lamar don't want to play in the snow.
He don't mind playing in the snow.
He from Miami.
No, this why I say he don't mind playing in the snow because all he they're not going to expect him to throw as much.
Yeah.
So if they
what up, Jackie?
You know, if they keep him, you know, outside the numbers for them trying to throw outside the numbers, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
If they let him sit there and run, like I said, if they keep him Mark said it best earlier. If they keep him to 10, 15 yards and run, the Bills will win the game. But if they let him break them 30, 35 yarders. And
they're converting them third and shorts, third and longs.
I do think Lamar's going to end up running more than he did last week. Of course,
it's cold. And not to mention that he's yet to throw a pick in the red zone.
They got one of the best red zone offenses.
So I'm just saying, yeah, like you got to count for that.
They have to, against the Bills defense, they have to get to the red zone.
See it happening. They will.
They'll get down there because a couple times.
A
couple times they'll get down there.
The Bills got good linebackers. They're fast.
They secondary.
They have a great defense.
But the tricky thing about it, though, I rock with Poyer, and I rock with the other light-skinned safety they got. Yeah. I forget his name, but I rock with their secondary, but their safeties be hit or miss sometimes.
But it's okay because they're not going against a great thrower, though.
Is Tre'Davious White a safety or corner?
Tre'Davious White play corner.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So it's okay if you don't have the best safeties when you don't have a person that's throwing the ball like that.
But Edmonds, though, linebacker.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's going to go stupid. Yeah.
But it takes away from guarding a tight end when you have to watch
him. Right.
So you're going to have to go to the middle or something like that.
And then we all know Andrews is his favorite target.
Yeah.
And of course, with it being the snow, we can expect a lot of play action, a lot of zone read. Mm-hmm.
And then Baltimore. It ain't like Baltimore is not cold now.
But you know it's not. Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, but true. But it's not Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, it ain't snow. Yeah, I feel
it's that. Not you on the edge of Canada with Lake Erie right there.
Yeah,
I feel that.
It's home field advantage plus the snow. I'm taking the home team every time.
Okay.
I respect it.
Okay.
Unless the only time I would fight against that if it were like Green Bay, Chicago this time of year.
Right. We don't know.
Yeah.
Or the.
That's game of the week.
Now, what y'all think, Bucks Saints?
Saints.
I'm going with this. You know what? It all depends, man. Because Tom is cold in the postseason, man.
But he's next level in the postseason. I will not be a Thomas hater on this one.
Nah, you can't. Every time you hate on him, he wins the Super Bowl.
He wins.
Yeah.
He's a different animal when it comes to the playoffs. But I just think that Saints defense this year, bro, is they have the perfect mix of young and old.
Yeah, no,
the perfect mix. Like you got Malcolm Jenkins in the back, then you got that feisty ass number 22 Gardner.
Yeah, I know you talking about
the little slot cornerback,
the one who got punched.
Yeah, and then you got their corners on the outside in Lattimore, Janoris Jenkins out there. And then they linebackers and they D-line is crazy. Their D-line is crazy. Then you got Quan Alexander and then DeMario Davis.
It always comes down to the defense in the postseason.
100%.
Always.
100%. Because if you can't score, you ain't going to win.
But it's something about that dome that New Orleans just plays awfully well in until they blow it themselves.
And I think they'll do well, though.
They don't run the ball right.
But and then you notice the only time they really be running a rock now lately is when they throw in
Taysom Hand
Murray, Latavius Murray.
Because
Alvin Kamara, he might get a couple carries, but he's looking for him to wiggle and throw him the ball out the backfield.
Yeah. He is what Percy Harvin should have been.
Yeah, first down back.
Percy Harvin was that
first down back. You know,
but like for a longer period of time.
But they use him a lot in the red zone, too, though.
They do.
Use him a lot in the red zone. So.
Alvin Kamara go crazy. Yeah,
Kamara goes crazy.
But does he, though? I had an argument the other day.
Let's talk about it.
He never has a bunch of yards, bro.
He doesn't.
Never but has a bunch of yards.
Had, like,
he
multiple
put,
touchdowns.
But he put up six touchdowns in a game.
And he had 130 yards.
Who cares?
What are you talking about? Bro, listen.
He's also splitting carries.
That's true.
He recently started splitting carries. He's nice, but I agree with you.
Yeah, like,
he has more touches than he has yards.
Yes,
in plenty of games. I can't say majority of them, but in plenty of games, that's really the case.
He had his
Percy Harvin at Florida. That's what he is.
Mark, he had his first 100-yard game when he scored six touchdowns. That was his first 100-yard game of the season.
Didn't he miss like two games this year?
What that
he
mean?
He may have. I mean, either way, he played 14. Play 15, whatever. Yeah.
like,
so I'm not saying he's not nice. I'm just saying
yeah,
that.
He's a baller at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm not
going
to say
matter. I don't think he gets a... I don't want to say he don't get enough touches, but he's like that.
He's not your workhorse, man.
Pound, pound, pound. He's going to bust. It's not even really pounding. He might have five catches for like 20 yards.
He's like a real halfback. He's like a real halfback.
For
what it's worth, in the Saints' history post Katrina, they did Reggie Bush the same way.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they did.
You think so?
Reggie Bush was less. His production was way less.
They threw him more than they threw him the ball out to the
and
flat.
And then you
got to
think,
random.
But his
but
power,
the scheme
Reggie
around
Bush's,
Reggie though was.
Reggie Bush's power back was Deuce McAllister. Deuce McAllister was the bell cow. Yeah. So you had Reggie
Latavius
Bush.
Latavius is the bell cow.
No. There is no bell cow for them.
Latavius, because they give Latavius the 1, 2, 3, 4 gap runs.
But my definition of bell
they
cow.
Did the same thing with Deuce.
My definition of bell cow is he getting majority of the carries. Mm-hmm. Latavius, he might only have like 8 carries. He might have 8 carries
they
for like 64 yards.
They throw the ball
yards.
So much. They throw 40 times. That's what it is. That's what it comes down to. And then when they do run the ball, they bring in number 7.
Yeah.
And they let him do his thing.
Taysom Hill going.
Yeah.
Oh, with that Wildcat.
It's like he never. And it's like he always show he going to throw the ball.
He never throws it. He never, bro.
But you got to play it.
Ever.
Though.
You got to trust
you
it.
You got to play it.
Like, you got to play him real honest because you never know what he going to do. And to be honest, this week, him and I want to say it might be him and Latavius Murray. Him and Taysom Hill and somebody are questionable for this weekend.
Oh, wow.
They'll play.
Well, I'm going to go on a limb and say the Bucks.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
I take that.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can see that, though.
I just got the Saints in the dome.
I see it like a 21-28 type game.
I just can't bet against Tom. It's one of them things that you just like. It's like a rule of thumb.
His defense almost blew it for him last week, though.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. Yeah. Because I was going for the Washington football team.
Almost wins.
I was, too.
Yeah.
But they got a good defense. Washington
got
a good
defense.
They just ain't got no offense. So, you know, that'll be solid. We'll see what happens next year.
Heinicke got in there and did his thing, dog. But they just fell short.
I started rooting for them when my man took off from the 4-yard line and dove for the touchdown.
Heinicke got some dog in him.
Yo, like when he just did the Superman from the 4-yard, I'm like,
why not?
I just right now I want you to win just because you did that.
Yeah,
he got some dog.
I don't even know who the hell you are, but I just want you to win because you put it out there.
Old Dominion University.
Yeah.
Come on now, baller.
ODU.
So we already know the Chiefs are gonna win. Do we got to talk about that one?
We can talk about that one.
Okay. I know y'all. Pat Mahomes liked Odell's tweet from earlier this week when Odell said, "Don't be surprised when we win."
Right.
So it's a little bit more on this game because then you got the Steelers receivers, you know, being real prima donnas and they gassing the game up, talking about the Browns gonna get their ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
So the Browns got a lot of pressure on them. But
I don't think they do.
No, they don't. I'm with Mark on that.
I don't think they do.
They already exceeded expectations.
The pressure's
on the Chiefs because this entire year, the Chiefs have played, quote-unquote, down to their competition.
Yes.
I agree. That's real. And if
they're playing a team that is deemed lesser, they come out in the first quarter sluggish, maybe a turnover, couple field goals, and then they turn it on in the second half when it's like, all right, we got to go get this win so we can go home.
Yeah.
With Cleveland coming in with the energy that they're coming in with, they're going to punch Kansas City in the mouth.
Yeah.
But all four of these games this weekend, advantage home team because all four stadiums have that thing for their team. Arrowhead, loud. Arrowhead also lets the most people into their stadium every week.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they upped it to 20,000 this week because it's another week in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they started week one with 16.
So do y'all believe that Le'Veon Bell will be a factor in this game?
No.
Because, I mean, Edwards-Helaire is still out.
No.
Yes.
I'm with you on that.
Yes.
Because it's an experience factor. One, we already know he's young. He's still got a lot in the tank. Like, that's clear. Mm-hmm. He's well ahead of,
right.
you know, of schedule in terms of his prime and things like that. But because Edwards-Helaire is out, I think Le'Veon will have more chances than he did in that previous game before the playoffs started, because he didn't really play in that game. They ended up starting the backup, number 31. He got some spin. Le'Veon had very minimal carries. And I think that's just a little, you know, that was just a strategy situation, you know, to keep him healthy.
Can Andy Reid pull something out of his bag for him? Yes. I don't doubt that there's a, you know, just a whole package dedicated for Le'Veon.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs win or die off of number 15.
I mean, of course. And I'm not saying Le'Veon is going to be the end all be
all. I am curious to see how Cleveland's D line attacks the hell out of him.
That D line is crazy.
That's going to be the thing. The Chiefs' offensive line stop Miles Garrett?
What are we talking about?
And the rest of them.
Like Mahomes is known for just making things happen. Yeah, so like you're going to put him in a situation where he. Cool. Oh, no, look, like this is what I've been. This is what I want to do.
I do know? This. Like,
so I don't tripping. Think. So I think that he's the perfect quarterback for that type of person. Miles Garrett is one guy. You know you got to watch him. Yeah. You know you got to watch that side.
Yeah.
Double up on that side. Have people double him. Not tripping. They got so many weapons and so many. I mean, they can do so many.
They can do so much, yo.
So I that's why I think, you know, it's really, you know, it's not, and I don't think they can keep up with the point.
I don't think it'll be a blowout. They can't score enough points.
The only way the Browns really maintain some sort of competitiveness in this game, one, you force Pat Mahomes to step up in the pocket. You don't allow him to get outside the pocket and do all his, you know, his magic. You force him to stay inside. And if he's going to scramble, he's scrambling forward.
But see, when you got Tyreek Hill, you hit him with a quick slant, and it's a wrap. That turns into 30 yards. Wrap. Like,
so that's going to fall on the linebackers to be disciplined. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the problem. You can't just be coming in there because you leave that whole area open, and he's going to find them.
And
so
I also think for this game, special teams is going to be a factor. Like,
punts. Yeah.
Punts.
Don't be surprised if what's his name take one back for the Chiefs. Mm. What's his name? Number 17, young cat.
He can't. Like, that's the thing. Like,
don't be surprised. I feel like DeMarcus Robinson is going to have a bigger role just because
field position.
Just because everybody's going to highlight Cheetah. Right. Everybody's going to be on Cheetah.
Everybody's going to be on him.
And then between DeMarcus Robinson and Sammy Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know Kelsey going to have a day. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, because everybody's gonna be highlighted on Kelsey and Cheetah. So, DeMarcus Robinson and Sammy Watkins going to mess around. I'll say between the two of them, 16 to 17 catches.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oof.
That's 16 to 17 catches between the two of them.
Well, look, man, I got to get back to lady and kids, man.
Yes, we appreciate you, bro. I was here all night.
I was like, I'll be right back. So,
you pretty much took us to almost the end.
I know. No, y'all still got time, and y'all good, man. So, but I appreciate it, man. And you know what I'm saying?
Welcome, man. We appreciate you. This is the first time you hopped on with us.
Is that the first time?
Yeah,
man. Right on, man. Well, you know, I try to move around as much as I can, so. But man, I love being here, man. This is, I live for this. We talk sports. I love this, man. So anyways, man, I'll catch y'all next time.
We appreciate you, love. Be safe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get home to the crib.
Stay COVID free.
Yeah, handle that tonight, my boy.
Split it. Yeah. Hey, thank my job.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Yeah.
But so I mean, now that we talked on that, we pretty much got our playoff picture solidified. Let's talk about this, you know, the beard. Let's talk about James Harden.
Let's shift gears
real quick. You know what I mean? Let me say my piece real quick because
please do.
I'll call some random hate, you know, on Twitter, but you know me, I ain't paying no mind. I'm not here for no Kyrie slander at all. I do not support it.
You don't support what part?
I don't support people bashing Kyrie for his actions. Because my whole thing is, as fans, these are fans.
Yeah.
As fans, you feel a way because Kyrie is maneuvering a certain way when y'all just expect him to just play basketball. Y'all already feel away. Yeah, he said the world was flat. Yeah, he thinks differently. Yeah, he sees the world in a totally different light. So now because he chose and he straight up came out and said, I didn't want to play. Mm-hmm. In light of everything that went down at the
Capitol.
At the Capitol building, I'm not playing. I don't want to play. By the
way, part two of that is coming.
We know this.
Next Wednesday.
But I don't support the Kyrie slander just because he's maneuvering in a way that he's making his own choices. He's not allowing his status or his profession to dictate the decisions that he makes.
Yeah. My thing with Kyrie, if you've paid attention to him, you know who the guy. You at least know who the guy is based on his actions year in, year out. When it comes to off the court things, whether it be political or societal issues, if you pay attention to him, you know where he stands on that. Yeah. Very firmly. When it comes to his personal life, when in family, he has admitted when he's like, look, I'm checked out because I got something going on and I don't want to pay attention to this game called basketball.
Yeah.
Like, he is who he is. He's also admitted it. Yeah. So for those that are like, why are you doing it now? The guy is who he is. Flip side, we're supposed to be having year one of the Kyrie and KD experiment. We haven't had a bunch of games with it, but the games that they have played together, it's looked good.
It's electrifying.
Some wins, some losses, but, you know, that's what happens when you're just new.
Yeah.
It happens. And I'm not saying that it's a blown experiment. I still think this thing will eventually implode down the road.
Now, what's your perspective after them adding James Harden?
Oh, this thing I think is going to be a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, literally the past, now what, 3 years, James Harden has requested an all-star, superstar caliber player, you know, MVP perennial player, teammate in Houston. And it didn't work. Because I remember saying on our show months ago, over a year ago, when Westbrook and Harden got together, I'm like, I said it wasn't going to work because you had post-OKC Harden and Russell, who are both in their own right, league MVPs, which they both won, taking that childhood friend that you was cool with, but now that you done grown up, you done got some accolades, you know, you've come to be who you are in their right, or at least on the court. I didn't think it was going to work then, and it didn't.
Yeah.
Hell, Russ won it out because he was like, yo, this operation down here is not what I'm about.
Yeah.
Now, with James going to Brooklyn, you have MVP Kevin Durant. Yeah, because KD won the MVP after Harden left. And you got KD, who's an MVP plus two-time champ. You have one-time champ Kyrie, who's also Kyrie. And you got MVP Harden, who, according to Russell Westbrook, through multiple reports, ain't the most accountable person when it comes to his teammates.
Yeah.
Especially himself.
Yeah.
It's a really good 2K roster. When you can control the players and you can control ball movement, you control shot selection, how many shot attempts, it's great on paper. It's great for fantasy basketball team if you play that on the internet.
Yeah.
It's great because guess what? They don't affect each other.
Right.
But there's the human element in all of this where it's, you got to blend personalities, you got to blend expectations, you have to blend accountability. You have to blend coaching and the coaching staff. To Harden's credit, he's going to a team where essentially the offensive coordinator for the Nets was his old head coach in Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah.
So to at least have that type of backing there sure, that can work. I also, in real life, I didn't see D'Antoni wanting to coach James Harden again. Just because,
yeah,
it failed in Houston.
I didn't feel like D'Antoni or even Harden for that matter would have welcomed that union.
I didn't either.
But in all honesty, just on just thinking in a sense of you know, just human nature, James Harden wanted this.
So he
essentially did everything in his power to get out of Houston. So it's my belief that him being in Brooklyn and being able to be in a space that he wants to be in, his effort and how he approaches the game is going to be totally different. That's what I see. I don't know.
Optimism, yeah.
You know
optimistic
what I'm saying?
Side, yes. You will hope that he changes a lot of what has been bad talked or bad spoken about him.
And I mean, and I feel like those things are outside of basketball. Because I think when it comes to him being on the court, when it comes to stats, he's done everything to show that, I mean, he's a teammate. You know what I'm saying? He's a quality teammate on the court. I mean,
whatever. I think he's a quality teammate in the regular season, in the playoffs, which...
In the playoffs, I just think it comes down to his lack of production. It's not necessarily him being a poor teammate. I just think it's just his lack of, you know, execution.
And that's where I think it will start to falter, because you have, between Kyrie and KD, three championships. Those guys been to the finals multiple times.
But because
and their expectations of, one, what it takes to get there, and then two, what it takes to win one. That's where it can be division, because you have Harden, who's like, I just want to compete for a championship. They've won one. The other one won two, but like they got there, and they've won it. They've done it successfully. Both of those other guys have done it with other superstar teammates. Kyrie playing with LeBron, KD playing with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Like, that experience, I think, is what differentiates them. And that's where Harden has to be in the backseat and go, I need to step back and take your lead. If he can do that, the sky's the limit for them until all three of them collectively are a champion as a unit. But when it just comes to working organizations and working teams, I mean, at that point, you have to really dive into the psychology of, like, who's this and who's that and who can listen, you know, being a leader, you know, a great leader and also be a great follower.
Yeah.
Bunch of academic shit. But, like, there's... I mean, I'm also not, like, the biggest James Harden, like, ride or die. Actually, I'm not at all.
They're going to play well.
It's going to be fun.
They're going to play well because
it's going to be fun. It's going to be funny.
Regardless of James Harden, but like I said, I think he's going to play well in the mix because he's where he wants to be.
I'm sure, and I'm also sure he'll play well, like, beginning.
It's not going to matter what his, you know, psyche is, you know what I'm saying, in terms of winning a championship, wanting to put forth. None of that's going to matter. Because with KD and Kyrie on the court, Harden, you don't got to depend on James Harden to do nothing. He don't got to play that great for them to win.
Yeah, he do.
I disagree, because KD and Kyrie are just two just next level great players that James Harden could have a mediocre night and they could still get the W just off the strength of.
But when
I'm just going, KD lights out, Kyrie lights out, creates. So James Harden no longer has that pressure on him to will his team to win.
But when the other two have an off night,
I mean, yeah, that's in anything. If the other two are having an off night and he's playing well or he's playing decent, I mean, it's not gonna be a situation in which he's negative towards them, because that's the space he wants to be in. He got two superstars that, okay, hey, Let me pick this. Let me pick it up. I see they not playing too well. Okay, let me go ahead bust, because James Harden gonna get his regardless.
And also, too, for what it's worth, what the Nets gave up to get this thing done.
Caris LeVert, dog.
And they also gave it their best defensive player.
Afro Thunder.
Like.
All them draft picks, all them draft swaps.
Well, the draft picks, when you're a title contender.
Crazy.
You're not worried about draft picks. That's just facts, though. Like,
You're still the Brooklyn Nets. You did this before.
Yeah.
You gave up everything. Like, you did this before.
Yeah, to go get an old KG and an old Paul Pierce.
It was not worth, in my opinion, although I think, like I said, Harden will play well. It was not worth giving up as much as they gave up when you got Caris LeVert, who's coming into his own. And I saw a tweet earlier. I think it was Dame Lillard said Caris LeVert about to go off with the Pacers. He's about to go nuts.
Yes.
He's about to go nuts. Victor Oladipo with the Rockets. That's a nice little mix between him, Boogie, and John Wall. Yeah. It's going to go crazy. And
that
then you got
can
the
work.
Development, you got the development of Christian Wood. Christian Wood's becoming super dominant.
Who Detroit let walk away.
Come on now. It's going to go crazy. So I'm here
Detroit
to see
let
it.
Them
I can't
walk
wait to see those guys away. That were involved in the trade compete with their new teams. I think it's going to be dope. Can't wait for Kyrie to come back and see how the three of them play together.
Hopefully he come back next week.
You know, so.
Because he wanted to come back for the Magic game, but protocols like.
Yeah, due to COVID, he got to sit down for a little bit. But
he didn't even catch COVID. It's Kyrie.
No. It's because of the. He was involved in the situation with no mask.
Yeah.
His family's function.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I think it's gonna be dope seeing how the teams, all those teams that were involved in that trade, are gonna.
Sports
have some
gonna
new
be
identities.
Lit at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, off top.
Sports are gonna be lit at 6 o'clock. Hey, but. I am not the biggest reality TV watcher, but the Nets are my cup of tea when it comes to reality TV, and I'm here for the drama. Cause if anybody's gonna crack first, KD. If anybody's gonna crack first, it's gonna be him.
KD be chilling. KD really be chilling, bro. He really be chilling. Like, unless
dude be in his feelings
unless
too.
You're on him personally, he really be chilling.
That dude gonna crack. Because Kyrie is purposefully aloof.
Him and Kyrie is like this. So he not stunned that. Him and Kyrie have probably talked every day that Kyrie's been out.
But it's post-championship winning. It's two-time champion and MVP winner KD with we used to play together. Now I'm MVP James Harden. And that's, again, it's just. Once you reach a certain threshold, you walk different, you talk different, you act different.
I don't see the conflict.
It didn't work with Russ.
Russ a totally different animal. And Russ never showed no signs of while he was in it, Russ never showed no signs of him just, you know, fed up with the situation.
In the moment, no.
Which he shouldn't. Whatever he felt, he kept that internal.
I'm glad that he did.
Yeah.
Like
whatever he felt, he kept that internal. So I really don't see KD, you know, having no ill feelings or negative reactions towards anything that's going to occur. Yeah, I think it's going to be a solid situation. I'm not going to say smooth, but I think it'll end up being a solid situation for the three of them.
I don't think they get to the finals.
No, they're not getting to the finals.
I don't think they get to the finals.
I don't see that. Shaq said.
Especially because they gave up Caris and Afro Thunder.
Yeah. That was crazy to me.
Like, giving up them two is what got you out of the finals.
Like, that was nuts. Like, definitely. You could move Afro Thunder. Okay. I'm going to still feel away. But Caris LeVert.
Mm-mm.
Him. No.
Now your bitch is done.
I would have really been sick if they got with him, and them two, and Dinwiddie.
Well, they couldn't. Well, nobody could have moved Dinwiddie because he's ACL.
Oh yeah, he's tapped out for the year. That's
yeah,
right.
He
I
like
forgot.
Like he got.
I forgot.
Out the league. He was out like first week of the league.
He gonna shake back though. He gonna shake back.
Yeah, next year.
Dang. Market. Speaking of ACL, Markelle Fultz down with an ACL injury. Oh, man. Injury.
I was rooting for that guy.
He was killing it, bro.
Too bad he played in Orlando, but
I was He was killing. Markelle Fultz was doing his thing, man.
He was, yeah.
He going to have a nice little shake back, though.
Man.
I see it coming.
Yeah, like, I'm just glad he got over the shoulder stuff.
I'm glad he just became him. Like,
yeah. Which?
He's what we saw at Washington.
Okay, let's talk. Let's go down this rabbit hole for a minute. He was the number one draft pick out of Washington to Philly.
Yeah.
Had shoulder surgery and wasn't the same human being.
Yeah, literally was not.
The dude couldn't move his arms correctly.
Yeah. His confidence was shot, all of that.
Now, I also think because of him being the number one pick and having that horrific injury, catastrophic for what it's worth, and then the pressure of we want you back, we need you back. Yes, we want you, need you back healthy, yeah. But like, get back. For a 20-year-old, I think, like 19, 20-year-old, whatever he was at the time, everybody ain't equipped to like be under that type of pressure.
And then, I mean, the situation just worked out for him. Orlando needed him. He needed Orlando, and it worked out perfectly.
And he went to a team where, honestly, good, who doesn't come on TV all the time. And he can just develop and get back to being him.
He fit there. He fit there perfectly. Like, that's what they needed. They hadn't had, like, a solid point guard since, really, Jameer Nelson. Because they had their experience with Elfrid Payton, got rid of him. You know what I'm saying? He played with the Knicks. And he doing well though. He doing his thing with the Knicks.
I don't watch the Knicks, but if I ever live in New York City, hey, I'm getting Knicks season tickets.
Yeah, he's doing his thing with the Knicks, but Markelle Fultz definitely gave them that spark and that leadership that they needed on the court from a point guard. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see him get over there and be able to do his thing. But yeah, man, it's those injuries are tough. Two solid players between him, Markelle Fultz, and Dinwiddie. But yeah, man, I'm just excited to see how the season continues to shake up.
Meanwhile, the Lakers are rolling.
Go Lakers! We already knew.
Go Lakers, baby. Go Lakers!
Don't play with it.
Matter of fact, they're playing right now. Let's see what the score is. Oh, yeah, they win 98-83 over New Orleans.
Don't play with it.
Shout out, and it's in the fourth quarter.
Don't play with it, man. Lakers, baby.
Don't mess with LeBron,
Lakers, baby.
Repeat.
Come on now.
Back to back.
Yeah.
LeBron done this before.
100-83.
And they end up getting better than they were last year.
We in their ass.
They got better. And I'm so happy to just be in L.A. while this is going on. Whew, dreams do come true. Yeah. Praise to the Almighty, to my Muslim brethren and sisters, Amdu Allah.
Blessings.
To the Jewish community, well, I don't know what y'all say. Alex, hit me up.
I'm done here.
And then in general, praise to the Most High.
I'm done here. Quality show.
Quality show.
Man, we really had to improvise tonight.
Blackout!
Yeah, this is the blackout episode.
This is the blackout.
Shout out to those that tuned in with us on IG Live.
Thank you.
Shout out to Mr. Good News himself, yes. Keith, for pulling up on us and showing
sure
us some
the
love.
Giving us
some assistance. Literally, as soon as he walked in, the Wi-Fi kicked in.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Magic touch.
You know, but yeah. Y'all continue to tune in. The NBA has been real dramatic lately. It's been some dramatic things going on.
And we still getting ready for the Super Bowl.
And we still getting ready for the Super Bowl. Tune in to the games. Y'all tap in with us on our IG. Let us know who y'all got. You know, probably post a little something this weekend in regards to the different games that they got going.
Also, hold on. I had to make sure I shout this out. Shout out to my boy Kyle. We used to work together with the Rain. He sent me
he sent me some info earlier in the week. Shout out to hockey, because hockey is back. Y'all know me.
PK Subban, I think going on year 12.
Something like that.
Come on now.
But he don't play for the Kings.
It's cool. But guess what? He a baller, though, and he black.
He is. Now, the NHL this year created a helmet sticker for Willie O'Ree, as people may know him, as the quote-unquote Jackie Robinson of hockey. Somebody who I've met, somebody who I've developed a relationship in Southern California. Great human being.
Nice.
So, to commemorate him. Also, he's finally getting his jersey retired by the Boston Bruins, the team that he played for when he became the first black man to enter the National Hockey League.
Nice.
Hockey came back Wednesday. So, to all my hockey friends, make sure I showed y'all some love today.
Nice.
GKG in LA, go Kings go. To the Orange County folks, y'all root for the Ducks. To my people in Detroit, hey, hopefully the Red Wings are good this year.
Holla back.
Because, I mean, you know, 11-time Stanley Cup champs. The Wings just suck, though. But my man Dylan Larkin got the C finally on his jersey. Finally. First captain with the Wings since Henrik Zetterberg retired.
Y'all see all this hockey? y'all see this? Y'all see this diversity?
Listen. In Detroit, if you get the C on your chest, that means you the man.
I love it. I love it.
Hell, in hockey, period, if you get the C on your chest, you are the man.
I love it.
You the man. Like, that C, that means a lot, especially in hockey world. But, you know. Dylan Larkin with the Wings. Hey, I'm glad he finally got it. I thought it was going to happen the season before, but it didn't. They took it. I think they took 2 years off from having to see on somebody. And then he earned it. Hey, shout out to the Red Wings. LGRW, let's go Red Wings. Hockey town. Oh, yeah. I definitely put on.
I see.
11-time Stanley Cup champs, baby. However, the Kings and the Ducks gave me checks, so I also pay attention to them. GKG, baby. Go Kings, go.
You hit them all?
I did.
All right,
GKG. I'm trying to think if I miss anybody. Nah. I know some people that are definitely fans of the Vegas Golden Knights just because they knew.
Hey, shout out to
and Seattle finally got their team.
Shout out to Mr. Davis, you know, the owner of the Raiders. He just purchased the
Las Vegas Aces.
The Las Vegas Aces, the WNBA
is a
team out there. That man got loan money. He got loan money.
Yeah. You know who you bought them from, though? Oh, wait. We want to talk about loan money. So, fun fact. You heard about the Atlanta Falcons hiring their new coach today, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Arthur Smith?
Yeah.
Guess who he's the son of?
Who?
The guy that created FedEx.
Oh, that's a gangster. He been breaded.
Yo.
He been breaded. That's
I heard level. That about.
That's so random.
I heard that at around 7:45 this morning. I was listening to Dan Patrick's show on the way to work. That's yo, they level. Like they threw that fun fact. I was like, wait, hold on. He the son of who?
That's next level.
Yo. How? Also, nepotism is real.
House sway.
Yeah, the son of FedEx is now the coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
House sway. That's tight, though.
Hey.
That's what's up. Blessings.
You know what? Good for him.
Blessings.
Apparently, he's been a coach for, like, quite some time.
Yeah.
As an assistant. He was with the Titans, apparently.
That's what's up.
I didn't know that until today. Cool.
That's a win.
Hey. Dude's still a millionaire.
That's a win.
He's still a millionaire. I just want some of those inheritance checks.
Breaded. Woo. Breaded. Get your money, man. Get your money, man.
Dollar bill, y'all.
You understand me?
Cash rules everything around me.
Crane, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
Hashtag capitalism.
Over and out.
I definitely made that joke on purpose.
I'm dead.
For somebody. Whenever they hear it.
I'm so dead.
All right, well, catch us on Good News Radio App Live every Friday, 7:30 p.m. West Coast time, 10:30 East Coast time. Catch us on IG Live. Follow me on IG if you want to watch us. My IG name is @_MarkKeenan. Spell it right, MarkKeenan. Don't switch that I and E. I know y'all don't been learning in American English. I before E, except after, or E, yeah, I before E, except after C. Guess what? That shit ain't applicable to me. EINEN. Get it right. Tell them where to find you. Seriously.
Y'all tap in with me on Twitter, D_Presley14.
For shizzle.
Hit me with the young follow button. IG, D_Presley14. Holla back.
Woo woo.
You understand me? Y'all check us out next week. We'll be here on Friday. Y'all hit us up during the week. Yep. Go ahead, tap in on our posts, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Whatever y'all thinking about the games this weekend, reach out to us, communicate, touch base. We'll respond.
We will.
You understand me?
I will respond late, but I will get to you. Like 15 minutes to an hour later, I will get to you. Also, before we go, after next week, because we got people coming on, but after that, I want to do something fun. If you have anything you want to say to us, request to be on our IG Live. We will let you on. We're going to get you some airtime, and we're going to look at you.
Facts.
Because we're innovative over here. And with that being said, peace, love, blessings. We are out of here.
Peace.
Bye.